You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we've come to the personal finance segment of our show, and we're taking a look at adjusting your financial literacy for a digital world. I'm joined on the line by Operations Manager at Just Money, Sarah Nicholson, to take a look at this and try and unpack what this means for us and for our families. Good evening, Sarah. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, when we look at financial literacy, it becomes so important to start this journey as early as possible and as soon as possible, and that includes financial literacy for your children. And more often than not, I know at least with the current younger generations, online seems to be the way to go. They live in an immersed digital environment. How is this an opportunity for us to use the digital world to teach them financial literacy?
You are spot on, and good evening. My children absolutely live in a digital world, and if something is not digital, it's actually quite hard to explain to them in a more practical manner. But it is absolutely essential that we actually take advantage of their interest in digital, the digital world, and really bring through the financial literacy. And you're right, you can start from a very young age with children. The challenge is, in South Africa, like in many other parts of the world, financial literacy skills are really important, but they are underdeveloped. According to the South African Reserve Bank, only about 51% of South African adults are financially literate. And I think what's really important is that many of the financial skills that we learn are actually imparted at a young age with the parents and the caregivers. So it's really important to, one, make sure that you're educated as an adult, but then also try and follow some really sound money management practices in your own home, and then find interesting ways of using digital and tech to give your kids advantage and learning about financial literacy.
Sarah, when we look at the options that are available or the opportunities available in the digital space, what kind of basic principles can we teach through the digital world, and where do we sort of start with that? If we have to sort of identify, perhaps 3 to 5 key areas where the digital tools can help identify these opportunities of education.
Definitely. So one of the most important things, I think, first to teach your child is really just the understanding of what is a need and what is a want. And this is just a very basic thing for kids to understand. So needs would be things like food and clothes, and wants would be toys and treats. And then being able to incorporate digital tools to actually help them understand that. So I think some key elements are taking advantage of online money courses. You can bring that into play to really help teach the basics of money. And then you want to introduce them, when it isn't an appropriate age, you actually want to introduce them to online banking. I think if you have teenagers, I'm pretty sure they know how to tap and pay. But someone younger than that, you can show them how payments are made, how you can transfer money. And then also just help your child to actually keep track of the purchases. It's so easy to get lost and spend all your money just by tapping, and you're not actually keeping track of that. So having simple budgeting apps or even spreadsheets can really help the child. And then encourage saving. This is such an important part, and this a large part of South African culture is really good at saving, but you want to encourage your child from a young age to save for something special. And that's quite easy. If there's a toy or something that they're really wanting, you can actually get quite a few tools that will help them keep track of how much they've actually saved. And these are great tools to really keep the child engaged and interested in finances.
I know we, as older generations, have had the fear of online situations if you haven't grown up with online banking, and that's such an interesting thing. Something interesting that I also saw recently, and I'd love to get into this, but unfortunately we don't have time, and I'm going to have to say goodbye. But on the point that you made, Sarah, around the encouragement of internet banking, I did see a young lady purchasing some takeaways. She looked about 12 or 13, standing in the queue to pay, and using the not only the tap to pay feature, but also the virtual card card on the cell phone within the app. So children and the next generation are certainly not afraid of technology, and perhaps that's what we should do. We should be leaning into their interest and their propensity for technology as an educational tool. We'll have to leave it at that, unfortunately, Sarah. We have run out of time. That was Sarah Nicholson, who's the operations manager at Just Money, on how to use technology and the digital world to improve financial literacy in your children.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.